All right, now we're joined by someone we really enjoy, and it is one of the excellent, excellent baseball writers in the country. He's now a media man as well. We hear him on MLB all the time and also some stations down in San Diego, and that is the great Scott Miller. Scott, how are you?
Hey, Scott.
Real good, guys. How about yourself?
Well, good. And first of all, you're down in San Diego. Memorial Day down there must be something else at the ballpark, I would imagine.
Yeah, it is. The Padres are on the road in Arizona. They open a trip today, but yes, over the weekend they made sure to honor the military because, yes, as you guys know, the San Diego is such a military town, and they wear their camouflage uniforms on Sundays, and it really is.
Scott, the National League West, and I know you've been an aficionado of the teams down there, and you always could give us good perspective. And we watched Josh Beckett pitch a no-hitter yesterday. Does that give that ball club a little more credibility, a little bit more togetherness to see his reaction to that no-hitter?
Yeah, I think it can't help but do that, Marty. I really do. It's a weird team. I mean, you know, it's obviously a collection of mercenaries. You know, high-priced free agent types that are on huge contracts, and they were kind of all put together. And I'm still not sure all the parts fit together real well. And that's one thing the Dodgers had to overcome last year and have to overcome this year. You know, and then you've got all the issues with Yasiel Puig, some good, some bad. But, I think when a guy like Beckett does what he did yesterday, it can't help but bring guys a little closer together and at least make them, you know, help the old team bonding thing.
Is this, by chance, Mattingly in any trouble again if they don't get it straight here?
You know, I think he's fine right now, but I think there's no question he's got to win and win now. And, you know, if you know, even though they extended his contract in the spring, you know, that was a weird end to last season when they had a kind of a postseason press conference, kind of an exit interview press conference. And, you know, Mattingly said that, you know, he spoke of, in disgruntled terms that they, at that point, weren't willing to give him more than a one-year extension. They finally gave him two, but there's no question that there's immense pressure on this high-priced Dodgers team to win and to win now. And if they underachieve, I think there's no question Don Mattingly is going to be blamed.
Yeah, I agree with you. Scott Miller with us, one of the excellent baseball writers. Also, Scott, you're now part of the radio. I'm impressed with you.
You know, it's all that practice over the years, the apprenticeship by being on your show and many others that helped kind of sharpen my chops, I guess. But yeah, doing some moonlighting for MLB Network Radio and Sirius XM every, you know, co-hosting and just talking baseball once every, maybe once a week, once every 2 weeks.
Well, you're great at it. All right, let's talk a little Colorado Rockies. The Braves slowed them down a little bit. I've kind of said they got to win at least 55 on the at home to make this thing happen. How do you view the Rockies? People talk about the Double-A prospects who could be coming up. Chatwood is coming back. Do you take the Rockies really seriously?
I think, Marty, for me, with that lineup, as long as they stay relatively healthy, and they took a blow the other night, Friday night, when Nolan Arenado fractured his finger, and he's going to be out for a while. But they can't take too many more injuries. If they keep most of those guys on the field, Kadire just came back as Arenado left. As long as they keep guys on the field, especially Tulowitzki, they're going to score a ton. I absolutely take them seriously. I think if they get any pitching at all, they're going to be in this thing.
Yeah, Scott, too. We know the Rockies are a team of two different identities. At home, they're dominant. Yeah. On the road, not so much. And this week, they travel to Philadelphia and then to Cleveland. Those are two pretty mediocre teams. They ought to do some work against them, or is that road just a bug they're going to have a hard time getting rid of?
You know, they're going to have to win on the road, but I think as long as they continue their home dominance, they're maybe not going to have to win on the road quite as much as some other teams. It is weird the way year after year we see this with these guys, but I think that they've got an exciting team. That lineup is, man, that is one impressive, impressive lineup, again, if they're all on the field together. So I think they can, as long as they win their share at home, I still think they're going to be in it, even if they don't win quite as much on the road.
Well, good analysis. Tony La Russa, Dave Duncan in Arizona, what do you see coming there?
You know, I think probably it's going to spell the end for general manager Kevin Towers. I know they haven't made any moves yet. And one thing about KT, he's a survivor. And when he was in San Diego, John Moores toward the end brought in Sandy Alderson to be the club president. It's a little reminiscent of that, the Diamondbacks bringing La Russa in over Towers. Kind of like the Padres brought in Sandy Alderson. And when the Padres did that, by the way, Towers worked with Alderson very well for about 3 or 4 years. And actually, Alderson got bounced before KT did. I think the difference here is Alderson wasn't quite as involved in baseball decisions, I think, as Tony La Russa is going to be. La Russa said, since leaving the Cardinals, that he's missed the competitiveness of the game, and he didn't want to get back in the dugout, but he wanted to get back into a competitive situation where he could maybe build a team. And I think that, you know, it'd be interesting to see how he and Towers work. But I think Tony's going to be more hands-on, and it'll be interesting to see how that thing rolls.
Oh, I think you got a story every day down there. It's going to be amazing. Scott Miller with us. Yeah. Scott, New York City, New Jersey, Governor Christie, did you see the quotes he had about the Mets? Have you seen this?
Yeah, well, yeah. What did he say? He wanted to.
He wanted Alderson to get all his crap out of New York, and he wanted a new regime, basically, and he could do better. And you know, he's an embittered Met fan right now.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's funny. You know what? Everybody, as you guys well know, everybody is an expert on baseball. Whether it's Joe from the corner bar down the road, or whether it's the governor of New Jersey, everybody's got an opinion. Everybody thinks they can do the job better than whatever general manager or manager is in line at the time, and it never ceases to amaze, and it always entertains.
Well, Chris Christie, he's had his own troubles to worry about with roadblocks and presidential campaigns and all kinds of
bridges being crowded and right. Over traffic jams. I would expect Alderson to say he could probably. There's probably every chance Alderson could do better in running traffic than Christie could do as general manager of the Mets.
Only in New York and New Jersey.
Hey, I got Marty and Scott. I have a lot of friends from Westchester that have migrated out here to San Francisco, and they walk around during baseball season every year, like the donkey in the Winnie the Pooh stories, Ihor. They expect the worst. Johan Santana goes out there, throws a gem, and blows his shoulder out, sorry, his arm out. So Mets fans are kind of destined, like Cubs fans, to expect the worst, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And your Johan Santana example is the perfect example. The Mets and Padres were the only two franchises in baseball never to get a no-hitter. And the Mets finally bust through, and as you mentioned, you know, not long after, Santana's lost. So it seems like whenever they do well, something always is around the corner to whack them across the forehead.
Well, we're going to see them here, but Scott, the Giants go to St. Louis and Cincinnati, 7 games, 4 with the Cardinals, 3 with the Reds, and this is a big test, I think, for this ball club. Tell us a little bit about the Reds and Cardinals right now. Cardinals are closing in on the Brewers, and the Reds are getting a little healthier on the mound.
Yeah, that's a tough trip for the Giants. It's going to be interesting because I think, you know, those are three teams that we're going to be watching in September play meaningful games. I know the Cardinals and Reds did not get off to a good start, but for various reasons. The Cardinals have been very interesting to take them first from the standpoint of it was only about 2 weeks ago when even their general manager, John Mozeliak, he met and was really honest with reporters in saying, I'm concerned about this team. It's not gelling. Players are not playing up to capability. And we need to figure some things out. And not long after that, manager Mike Matheny echoed him, said pretty much the same thing. And almost since then, the Cardinals' trend has gone directly north. They've really started to gel since those comments. Adam Wainwright is having a sensational year. This might be the year he finally breaks through and wins the Cy Young Award. You know, they're playing well. Matt Carpenter and Alan Craig are just starting to hit. That was one reason why they were scuffling. Carpenter and Craig were not hitting well at all. Matt Holliday is not as yet either, but we all know that Holliday eventually is gonna pick it up because he does every year. In Cincinnati, you know, Homer Bailey's been a little sketchy, but Johnny Cueto has been nails, really good. And, you know, they're without Matt Latos right now.
Right.
But, as you said, they're getting healthy. They lost Joey Votto, but they finally got Jay Bruce back. So, you know, the Reds are just starting to play a little better as well, and I think it would be a mistake to overlook them in that National League Central.
Boy, I agree. Hey, what a great report, Scott. Great to have you here on Memorial Day. Always a pleasure. You have such a good sense of humor. I know you're going to do well on the radio, and I appreciate you being on.
Thanks, Scott.
Nice of you guys to say. Appreciate it. And don't eat too many of those grilled Memorial Day hot dogs today.
We already got the chicken wings out here, Scott. You know
Excellent. I'm jealous.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right. That is wonderful,
okay.
Scott. Yeah, Scott
Miller. He does a great job.
And he's got a good sense of humor, Pat.
Yeah. Well, hey, Marty, I've been contacting him for years to come on radio shows, and he's just always so affable and eager, enthusiastic.
Good.
Some guys, no offense, they're busy, and they're just, okay. He's like, yeah, come on. Give me, I'm ready. I'm ready
He's
to throw
good.
Down.